And welcome back to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The recent flooding around Yellowstone National Park also created challenges for gateway towns like Gardner, Red Lodge, and Cook City in Montana. That includes lost homes and possibly even lost livelihoods. So for travelers who can no longer access the park through those towns, there's another Montana interest, West Yellowstone. And now this is the most popular gateway to the park. Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck was there just last week.
When I drove into town in late June, there were big electronic signs that let people know cars with license plates ending in even numbers can come into Yellowstone on even days, odd numbers on odd days. That was to control the flow of visitors until the northern areas of the park could reopen. Utah resident Nicole Willoughby was visiting with relatives from Missouri and California. They got lucky enough to get into the park, even if a big part of it was still closed when they stopped by.
So it was my mom's birthday yesterday, and luckily my license plate ends in a 7, so I could go yesterday.
Were you guys planning this trip for a long time?
I think since like January, so it was kind of a bummer, but it's okay.
Since I spoke with Willoughby, park officials announced that northern sections of the park would reopen July 2nd, and that the odd-even license plate system would end then, too. Days before the announcement, business owners talked with me about how much the park means to West Yellowstone and how even a short closure affects those around town. Bob Jacklin owns Jacklin's Outfitters there. He's been a fishing guide around West Yellowstone for more than 50 years, and he's never seen flooding closures like this.
The park means everything to this town, like the other community towns. So the minute the park opens, we're open. The minute it closes, we're closed. That's how it works.
While the park closure was unprecedented, Jacklin says West Yellowstone didn't face much flooding, just regular high water. At the same time, some hotels had significant cancellations. Travis Watt is general manager of Three Bear Lodge. He had just gotten off a call with Yellowstone Park Superintendent Cameron Shawley, and Watt says the total number of visitors coming into the park in late June was about half what it was last year.
Right now, reservations are down substantially. I think there's a small uptick in the last couple days. We've seen that, and some other folks have indicated that as well.
Watt estimates that while the park was closed, the lodge had about 30 or 40% of the usual occupancy. More recently, it was up to nearly 75%. Kelly McCauley owns the Timberline Cafe just down the street. The park closure reduced her number of customers, and it was stressful, but she directed tourists to other nearby attractions, like Quake Lake.
We have a little map over there, and we showed them all the surrounding areas, Idaho and Wyoming, places that they could go that was outside the park. Keep busy.
While the park closure affected these businesses, everyone acknowledges others had it much worse, like Gardner, Red Lodge, and Cook City. I asked residents what it would have been like if West Yellowstone had faced the same fate of washed-out bridges and a still-closed park entrance.
Complete devastation.
It just ruined it. It just closed the town up.
We would be closed for probably the rest of the summer.
Still, some in town had quite a bit of business following the short park closure. Jeanette Therian is a clerk at the Yellowstone Park Village gift shop.
We had all these people and they didn't know what to do. And so what do people do when they don't know what to do? They go shopping.
Some days might not have had the same number of shoppers as before, but she says they stayed pretty busy. Overall, West Yellowstone residents say they were lucky, but there could always be earthquakes or wildfires to knock them back down again. Therian put it this way.
I just wish that it would bring more people to the awareness of we're not in control.
Out in the grass beside Yellowstone Avenue, Cheyenne, Wyoming resident Schwa Lopez practiced a tune for a wedding happening there the following day. A wedding that might not have been possible if the town had faced the same damages as others in Montana. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And make sure to check all the park's rules and closures before you plan a trip to Yellowstone. Up next, a program that is helping to provide free produce for seniors.